Lesson 37. All about a penny. When I was a little boy, pennies and halfpennies and farthings were made of pure copper. But copper is too soft a metal to stand the rubbing which coins get. So these old pennies soon became so smooth that one could not tell head from tail, or indeed see any letters on the pennies at all. By mixing with the copper a little of each of the two other metals, known as zinc and tin, we get an alloy called bronze. Any mixture of two or more metals is named an alloy. Bronze is much harder than the copper alone, or the zinc alone, or the tin alone. The metal bronze is poured into molds and is thus cast into bars about a foot long. Next, each of these bars is rolled out between steel rollers and made into a sheet of metal of the thickness of a penny. A machine then cuts the sheet of bronze into round pieces, called blanks, each being just the size of a penny. Then each blank has its edge thickened by another machine. The thickened edge keeps the letters on the coin from being worn off. But now the letters and the figures must be put on,